going down next weekend.
Good, good.
I'm so excited.
Enjoy it. Embrace it. Hey, our great friends, Engineer Sleep. You know, one thing you get your mom for Mother's Day is Engineer Sleep mattress to do a mattress. And these are very affordable, and she'll love it. And so, yeah, man, you talk about living the good life. Mom would certainly appreciate that. So, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. It might have never crossed your mind to ever get your mom a mattress for Mother's Day. And then you go over there and let her lay down in it, and she's like, yeah, we're getting one of these.
Look, I'm about to move apartments. I need to get me a new mattress.
Are you staying in Clemson? Are you moving somewhere?
Pendleton.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Good for you. You will, a way to get a mattress, they can deliver it for free.
Oh, local delivery. Man.
50% off WCCP. Get you one of these. And so you can brag about it. It's EngineerSleep, EngineerSleep.com. Let's call Jay and Dave's order, see if we can get you a good deal over there for these. EngineerSleep, EngineerSleep.com. The very best mattress in the world is made at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive with a 95,000 square foot hosting facility of Goldilocks. Just not too firm, too soft, just right. I will give you, when you do my mattresses, the one thing I learned is have a little more firm mattress, because everybody wants soft, 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 but orthopedic standpoint, get them as firm as you can, still be comfortable. All right, a lot to do here in this segment. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Late Murray Michael says, I don't ever, where it is right here? No, it's Late Murray Michael. Here it is right here, talking about fishing. Mickey, I know you're a fisherman now. Bassmaster Elite Series, Lake Murray this weekend. You can catch on Bassmaster.com. Well, we're going to be down in the Midlands. So we'll be down there, and we'll take care of that. So might bring Drake out. There's nothing better. We've done our shows with blast-offs and these boats taking off everywhere, and then weigh-ins. Weigh-ins are the most dramatic sporting event ever, because he reaches down the well. What's he going to bring? He needs 7 pounds. Does he have it? Does he have it? Does he? Oh, look at this monster. It's high drama. So, yeah, do that for sure. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas said, my mom there every practice, every game, all my life, and with grandkids as well. Yeah, that's it. We talk about Mother's Day. How about the grandmom doing it, too? Let's think about my mom's like there for all the grandmom stuff. So they don't stop. They don't stop. Matter of fact, they keep it going. I don't know how in the world they do it, but they just keep it going, and they do an unbelievable job there. Is it Slabtown Tiger or Flabtown Tiger? Do we know that one? Slabtown. Okay.
I think it's probably Slabtown.
Let's try Slabtown Tiger. Good morning, Slabtown Tiger. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Awesome. Slabtown, hey. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Making sure.
Little known area.
Oh, no. Right, I know where Slabtown is. I'll pass by it tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So
oh, yeah.
Going down. Yeah.
Well, hey, I just wanted to get in kind of appreciation for my mom getting ready for Mother's Day. I mean, growing up took us to all the sporting events, all that. But I'd actually like to, she just retired in December, and I want to brag on her because in early February, so we grew up ski racing in the wintertime, like alpine ski racing, the Olympics. So slalom, giant slalom. And one of her retirement goals, she wanted to go up to West Virginia, go to Snowshoe. They do this race once a year. And it's a mile-long race, giant slalom race down a Black Diamond. And she told me she wanted to go. I was like, all right, let's do it. We got up there, looked at it. It's terrifying. And she had 5 goals. She said, goal number 1, don't die. Number 2, don't get hurt. Number 3, finish the race. Number 4, do it competitively. And number 5, win. Kind of in that order.
Right.
And we went up there, her, my little sister, and I. And by God, she wins her age group.
No way.
Yeah.
How
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely riding high on the hog. Apparently, when you win, you get this big belt buckle. So now she's, yeah.
Now, how old are you talking about when this happened? How old is she? Ish.
Well, she just retired in September. She turned 65 next month.
And when did she do this event?
This was in February this year.
No! You can't be 65 and doing black diamonds and slalom. Like, you can't do that. That's impossible. That's not fair to even try somebody to do it. And she won.
She's racing down it. And she won her age bracket.
How cool, man. Wear that belt buckle proudly. That's cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. And as of, I guess, about 2 months ago, she's now a proud grandma. So she's living her best life right now.
Awesome.
And we're lucky to have her.
Are you a dad or an uncle now?
Dad.
Oh, how cool. 2 months?
She'll be 7 weeks tomorrow. So we're getting pretty close to it.
And it's your first?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Man. There's nothing like a girl dad, and I know Ashley's dad to say the same thing. I told you in the last segment I was dancing with my 2.5-year-old little girl last night to George Strait's "Cow." How about them cowgirls and just man loving life? So here's what you got, Slaptown Tiger. In 2 years from now, you're going to be putting on princess dresses for y'all. Will be putting on makeup, but she'll be painting her toenails. She'll be painting her toenails. Like man, you got an unbelievable couple of years ahead of you. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Life is good. God is good. And no doubt. Hey, we're very content right now.
I love it, my friend. Well, congratulations on the baby. Congratulations to your mom. And tell her I say happy Mother's Day. And your wife and your baby's mom, happy Mother's Day as well.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Are you a skier?
Water skier.
Okay. Have you ever been snow skiing?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm scared with my knees.
Okay. Yeah, you probably don't need to do this. In snow ski, there's green runs, which are easier. The blue runs are intermediate, runs. And then the black runs.
Yep.
And then you got double black diamonds in there too, right? So there's I love to snow ski. And in snow skiing, there's about 3 or 4 awesome things that what Slaptown Tiger's talking about. So you pull up to like this like almost like ledge, and you look down, and I'm telling you, you're looking like it's down there. Like it's not down there. Like at a 45-degree angle. It's down at like a 5-degree angle. Like, and so you look up this ledge, and you go like, and you see people down there, and you go, how am I going to get down there?
Does that make your stomach drop when you see it?
Yeah, and you're at this deal of, man, there's no way I can do it. And then when you do it, you look up and go, man, I was just up there. Ashby, not like, people can't see this now. We need our video. Not 45-degree angle like this. This like 80-degree angle. Like, I was just up there. How did I get down here?
How do you get down there?
There is the steeper the hill, the more you have to go sideways. Like okay. You have to turn your skis. You can't turn your skis straight downhill. Anyway, with that being said, let me say this. The best part of snow skiing is this, that the vistas that you see in these unbelievable views, right? That idea of how am I going to get down there, and then the accomplishment of, hey, I just did that. And the other one is as you're coming down, and there's that moment that happens depending on your difficulty and your experience level, of, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm about to have a yard sale out here in the middle of the slope. I'm not going to make it. I made it.
I did it.
I made it. I'm not. Yes.
I'm okay.
To her goal, I'm not going to win the race, but the idea of don't die and don't get hurt.
I like that it was in that order, too. Number one, don't die. Number 2, don't get hurt.
Yes. And then she won.
That's incredible.
That really is incredible.
My mom, in high school, I believe, went on a ski trip, and she'll text me and correct me if I'm wrong in telling this. She had never been skiing before and was trying to impress a boy, and I think was on the blue and somehow got crossed over onto the black, like her like second day skiing, and was just like screaming all the way all the way down. Don't think she's been back since.
All right, my first day skiing ever.
Yes, tell me.
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Breckenridge, and I'm going with some friends, and they're like, all right, the green runs. And I got it. Like, I'm pretty athletic, and I'm pretty good about it. I got it. So I go down a couple of times and say, hey, man, you got this. They're bored because they're double black diamond people, right?
They're like, come on.
All right. So they said, hey, man, look, we're going to meet you here at lunch. I went, okay, that's great. It'll be 2 hours. I can get better at this, and I'm going to try to do some blue stuff. And you got these lifts, these chair lifts, and they take you off these maps everywhere. You got your trail maps up and set it up. And I went down twice on these green runs. I said, you're ready to go do it. Go do it, man. Have yourself a good time. I get on this run, and I'm sitting on this chairlift with these two ladies that are probably in their 60s. And I say, hey, where are y'all from? I said, we're from Colorado Springs. Our husbands are professors there at the Air Force Academy. We come up here skiing. I'm like, great. I said, where are you from, son? I said, I'm from South Carolina. I said, you skiing on the East Coast at all? I went, no, man, this is my first day ever. And that one woman looked at me, and I swear to you, nice little old grandma, says, son, what in the hell are you doing on this lift? I was like, what are you talking about? I said, this is a black diamond lift. There's nothing but blacks up here. And I was like, what? I didn't, how, and so the next thing I know is I'm going down the most cautious, and I'm falling every single time. And my friends are on the lift, and they're saying, look at that guy down there, man. He's falling down. He's making a fool of himself. They went, Mickey, wait. What are you doing? Wait, we're coming to save you. I do great on, like, good, severe blue runs, long runs, point my skis downhill and do it. But on a black run, all I'm trying to do is not die. So I do one a day.
Not wipe out.
Yes. And it's so steep. Like, it's not even fun. It's too steep. It's like that. Like, it's almost vertical. And so,
how,
like,
fast are you going?
On blacks, not very fast. Because you're going side hill to side hill, like you're traversing down this thing where you're going back and forth down the hill this way. That's how you slow down. You point your skis almost uphill to go sideways. Where on a good blue run, a green run, like, you can point your skis straight downhill and fly. But nobody flies except this lady. She flies in a black diamond. Come on, man.
Legend.
Come on.
God, I love it.
Texas Tiger Town's Slaptown Tiger's best friend's about to become stick on nails. Oh, yeah. You're going to be doing nails. We do fake nail painting now and fake eyelashes and eyebrows. And I'm still in the phase where I'm the Beast and she's Belle a lot. So, man, there's nothing like that, though.
That's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Texture said, I love this. I told you, that's our new song, right? And so 0509 said, I danced with my 27-year-old daughter at George Strait last Saturday. Wouldn't trade it for anything. Hashtag girl dad.
Mm. Y'all are making me emotional about girl dads this morning.
Texture says, I know. How about them cowgirls? 9082 says, thanks to my mom who passed the age of 62 years 4 years ago. She was mom and dad. She worked hard, and even though we were poor, we didn't know it because she made everything amazing. Yeah, how about that now? The ones that got to be mom and dad. Happy Mother's Day there. Love this one. 9119 says, my mom is a huge Braves fan. Never forget 5 years ago. We went to the game against the Phillies in the Battery on Mother's Day, and Pablo Sandoval extended the game with a 3-run homer. Braves ended up winning the game in 15 innings. They got free baseball on Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And the mom loved all that. That's fantastic. Your mom's now a Clemson fan. And since you're covering Clemson baseball, she'll be tuned in, I'm sure, this weekend of keeping up with you and the games you're going to be writing about.
She will.
Slaptown Tiger's in a picture of this thing. She's flying down this hill.
Wait, I'm going to see.
With the belt buckle. Check that
out. Oh, my gosh.
Good for her.
Legend. This is making me want to snow ski.
Snow skiing is unbelievable. It's phenomenal. But with your knees, just be careful.
Can you water ski? Do you water ski? Wakeboard, do all that?
No. And I used to do it. I've never been able to slalom.
Oh, so fun.
I just ski on two skis and just kind of hang on.
So fun.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I want to do the surfing thing behind the
That's right that's very boat. Doable. It's yeah. You don't have to have, like, as good a balance or anything to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got me ready for summer.
We'll
Let's go.
My friend Caleb, Soprano Caleb, said, speaking of girl dads, my wife and I have a girl coming in August. She'll have a lot of uncles. What do you hear? What do you say? Little Soprano's in there. What do you hear? What do you say? Bada bing, man. Congratulations. How about that? Nothing better than having those kids, man. So congratulations to all the expecting moms out there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Dan Patrick got on Dabo Swinney a little bit. I have a unique, not a unique, I have a thought on that. Maybe some others have had it. Can't say unique. Some have had it. I like Dan Patrick. I like Dabo.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. My great friends at One Time Plumber, remember the number. The name is the number. You call it, it's One Time Plumber. It's easy to remember. You sing songs, you're out there trying to raise some money for Greenpeace.
You go see him in Athens?
I saw him in Atlanta.
Okay.
Close and I'm enough. Like, yeah. It's like, what?
What are we doing?
Play the song, man.
What are we doing?
Welcome back. We're doing Elkmont for Mother's Day. I now they've got all those brands and all those incredible selections for mom. And, like, by the way, everything for mom. So, like, even if you have something for mom already, there's still some add-on stuff over there. Go get your mom an unbelievable candle and the scented candles that they do a great job with. Mom is does so much for us when it comes to all aspects of life. How about, like, shoes, the Birkenstocks, the rainbow sandals, the Saucony running shoes, the Turtlebox speaker. How about sunglasses, Mountain Jump sunglasses? How about LL Bean or Patagonia's own running? Like everything. So big game day selection. I told you. Now I'm a personal endorser for this. Now, maybe your mom's a kayaker, paddle boarder, or paddles and life jackets 40% off right now, which is great. All the accessories for travel, all that. I mean, everything. There's something for every mom out there over at Elkmont. And I told you I'm endorsing two major products today because this is what we're doing at home: Fiori and Z Supply. Unbelievable stuff that my wife loves, and she'll celebrate a good Mother's Day again with more stuff from Elkmont Trading Company.
I love Z Supply.
Good stuff.
My favorite.
Try the Vuori next to, because that's the softest.
My mom loves the Vuori. That's
so
her favorite.
Soft. So good. All right. Dan Patrick. By the way, keep sending your Mother's Day stuff in. Happy Mother's Day, everybody out there. And keep sending your Mother's Day stuff. I'll read your text, or if you want to make a phone call, do that. Dan Patrick this week got on Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney was with Greg McElroy and said, quote, "We don't have alumni base that some places have. Notre Dame has their own TV station, and they make their own rules, and they print their own money. They've got the money machine in the backyard or something." Dan Patrick fires back. Dan Patrick's a Notre Dame guy. He's got to be a Notre Dame guy because he's an NBC guy. NBC guy is that, and I know he's a Midwestern guy. And I'm guessing he's Catholic. I don't know.
Thank you.
But they even have the Pope. Like, they've got all that and the Pope. Dan Patrick says, quote, "If you're good enough to beat anybody, then what's the complaint? Guess who had 9 players drafted last year, 4th most nationally, most in the ACC, and they went 7-6. Used to beat these teams. What has changed? You weren't embracing the portal to begin with. We said that about NIL. Dabo didn't want a part of it." Dan Patrick got on him. You got 9 guys drafted, and yet you can't do all that. With that said, both of these are right. There's a world that can exist in which what both of these guys said are true. Number one, Notre Dame does have more money than Clemson, and Dan Patrick is right about it. But also, the world has changed where now money is more important than ever. When Dabo was beating Notre Dame, when Dabo was beating Oklahoma, when Dabo was beating Ohio State, when Dabo was beating Alabama, then those were the days in which money was not the single biggest factor. Now money is the single biggest factor. So both of these guys are right about what they say. Clemson should have been better than 7-6 last year. But it also, too, is not like used to be, if you're going to beat these guys, what's the complaint? Well, now the complaint is that it's not the factor that it was. Dabo's right in that complaint. Dan Patrick's wrong on that. But Patrick is right about what has changed, and Dabo not embracing some of those things.
To Dabo's credit, Clemson did beat Notre Dame pretty dang recently.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
But my thought process on this is that what Dabo said doesn't have to do with him not embracing the transfer portal, which is the part of Patrick saying that I don't really understand what that has to do with it. Dabo's saying that we can't compete with some of these other big schools, right? And to a degree, he's telling the truth. It's a fact.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Clemson should be going 7-6 with 9 draft picks.
Totally agree.
I agree with Patrick on that.
But both are going to be true. Now, I disagree. 1722 said this: Dabo deserves all the criticism he's currently receiving. I don't believe that.
No, because that's tiny clip of that interview.
Right. Not all of the criticism. He deserves criticism in that his team went 7-6. By the way, he has taken full responsibility and said it's all my fault.
Again and again.
But not all of the criticism, because in many, many ways, a lot of what he says is 100% true. And it is the stuff that we are saying, and the callers are saying, and the listeners are saying, and people in sports are saying. It's what Kirby Smart is saying. If Kirby Smart says it and Dabo says it, then why are we just focusing on criticizing Dabo? Because Kirby Smart is right when he says it. Nick Saban says it, and Nick Saban is right to say it. We're going to criticize Dabo for saying it?
Dabo is really the only one that, all right, when the Luke Ferrelli thing happened,
yeah,
I remember Dabo coming out and saying, hey, to all the coaches right now that are texting me and telling me that they've had similar situations, you guys need to stand up with me. Don't just go behind everybody's back and text me, right? And Dabo is really one of the only coaches I can think of in the country that actually stands on what he's saying about this stuff.
Right.
However, if you're going to stand on it, if you're going to stick to your ways and go about the high road and all this, I don't think there's any reason to sit there and say, you know, Notre Dame has their own TV station, they make their own rules and they print their own money. Like, I don't think you need to throw vague shots if you don't want other people doing it.
Yeah, other people believe it, but he's their spokesperson. Stand up and say it too.
He's the one doing it, yes.
Now, to be say this, I have criticized him more in the past 2 years than I had the first 15 years he was a head football coach here. Matter of fact, Jane Anderson could call in and go, man, why are you so fast to criticize Dabo Swinney right now? Rather than, you know, whole thing about the Brownell and the Backett stuff. If you notice, I don't praise Backett's this year the way I did the first 3 years. If you notice, I praise Brownell more now than I did in 2014, 15, and 16. I was not criticizing Dabo during national championship runs. Now I'm criticizing some of the moves he makes. So to the point that I disagreed with, from 1722 is that he deserves all the criticism. No, he deserves all the criticism because sometimes he deserves criticism and a lot of it, but not all of it. And with that said, let me just mention this. Are you okay? It's like you got frustrated with something.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about the transfer portal and stuff.
Okay. With that said, here's a great point that 8807 makes. He said, listening to that in context, it wasn't even really a shot about Notre Dame. It feels like Dan Patrick took it as a shot at Notre Dame. But here is the issue. That is what we do now. We take a 45-minute interview. We put up on Twitter or Instagram a 5-second clip of a 45-minute conversation. And then we get reactions to it. That because we don't have time to listen to all 45 minutes. And so we see something on social media, and then we get outraged by whatever the clickbait was to go and say all that. So the fact is that, like, in the context of what he was talking about, of what the advantages are now with people having money in sports, and some teams are going to spend $50 million this year while other teams are going to spend $25 million. Some teams are going to double their payroll for teams, and so no one's expecting to be even on the playing field. That's what the conversation was about. He didn't single-handedly pick out Notre Dame and talk about it. He's talking about the industry now. And then Patrick sees the 5-second clip on the internet and then goes off on it. Like, but that's what we do. That's what we're about now. I don't have time for 45 minutes. Whoever decided to filter it out for the 5-second clip, 10-second clip on Instagram, you read it and you go, oh, my God, he's talking about Notre Dame. I'm outraged. That Protestant said something about us. How dare him.
That Baptist.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm serious, but that's who we are. We're so tribal. And we're so short attention span, and we're so 120 characters or less that I've got to go make a blanket statement about, like, everything. No, there's a lot. It's not as simple as that social media clip. But that's what we are now. That's what we're doing because we got to get hits and we got to get attention. And here we are at 8:36 on May the 28th and May the 8th in Clemson, South Carolina, talking about Dan Patrick now. So we did the same thing that he did. I got a clip of Dan Patrick now, right? But that's where we are.
Yeah, Dabo's done two really great interviews with McElroy and Josh Pate over the last couple of days. And if you go and you watch the whole thing, from what I'm hearing on this text line that we've been talking about all week, how people are feeling about the NCAA and the transfer portal and all this stuff, you probably really align with what Dabo is saying.
Yes.
And he's owning up to a lot of the stuff from last year, but you got to go and you got to listen to the whole thing before you jump to this.
The whole thing, which he says, I screwed it up.
He said,
nobody's fault but mine.
He said the run game was so bad, our secondary was so bad, I don't know how we won 7 games.
Yeah.
He's saying stuff that's real. But you got to give him the benefit of the doubt and go listen.
No, I don't have to. What I'll do is I'll just go on social media. I'll fire off a text to the show. I'll call on the radio show. I'll go on Dan Patrick's show, and I'll read. I didn't hear the whole Dan Patrick conversation, by the way. I'm hypocritical. All I read was what was posted on the social media that's what he fired back at him. He might have said 30 minutes of, man, I love David Swinney, what a great job, whatever. But the Notre Dame stuff was taken out of what he said, so now I'm reacting to that, mad at him. Because I don't. Because
that's where we're at.
I know. That's exactly where we're at. And it's clickbait. We fall for it.
I think his comment was flippant and just an example and probably could have been worded better, but so could a lot of things in life.
Unbelievable. this is my favorite text of the day. Before I do that, I got to read two texts to you.
All right.
One from a listener and then one from one of our advertisers. Which one do you want first?
Let's go listener first.
Okay. 4942 says, I have a great mom now, and growing up, she was awesome. But I've got the best wife and mother to my two sons. One time I came home, and my wife was in full catcher's gear, catching my son, who now plays college baseball. I'll say that's the best. When mom...
Goals.
She wasn't in full catcher's gear because she didn't wear the cup. But the mask, the chest protector, the shin guards, I hope the throat guard. She's almost in full catcher's equipment out there in the backyard catching the son who went on to pitch in college baseball.
Goals.
I love it. Now, so I appreciate you sending it in. That's very nice of you. Now, I got this yesterday. Now, you talk about being on cloud nine, all right? Justin from All Dry sent me this. This is one of the best reviews. This is a five-star review that Keela put up yesterday. Now, listen to what Keela went through with All Dry, okay? On the night of the 28th, one of the most frustrating uncertainties for myself and my sister, being both over middle age and myself disabled, you can imagine the stress coming from us after a couple days of away and then completely being coming home to a home that's flooded from a cracked water heater. I could go into great detail about the panic I felt and the rooms that were affected, but let's just say it was a huge mess. I called my insurance company, and they stated to call a mitigation service. So Google pointed me to ServPro. After explaining the requesting their services, I was told they would return my call. 2 hours passed, no return call. So then I called AllDry. Immediately, I was answered and told via the owner that he was driving but let him safely pull off the road, and he called me right back. Less than 2 minutes later, Stan called me back. He took down my address and told me not to stress out. He would have someone out. I assume that meant the following morning, the next day. But to my surprise, I received a call from Tim, who advised me that he was on the way. This was at midnight. And they were there within minutes.
Amazing.
Over the next week, not only did they provide the professionalism and courtesy from all the employees, but I also felt they cared. They truly cared. They gave me advice and answered, in capital letters, every time I called or had a question. They also knew exactly what to tell my insurance company to get the claim started. I can honestly say that they go beyond their job. They treat you like family. So, P.S., I called back ServPro the next day. I got a call from them saying they couldn't help me. I believe that was a blessing in disguise. How about that, man?
Amazing.
All Dry, 864-863-1234, and that doesn't surprise me. Let's get this taxes done. Hey, do the bookkeeping, payroll, and accounting. We talk about this all the time. If you want to spend more time with mom and more time with your wife and more time with the kids, all that, family time and all that, then don't get your nose out of your books of your small business right now. Don't do your bookkeeping, your payroll, accounting. Let these people take care of all that for you. So our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service want to do that for you. Just some tax planning, tax evaluation. You know, you can certainly take mom out on more vacations when you've got a little saving, a little money. Let them put a little money in your pocket. Let them take care of it for you. Their expertise pays off for you. It's my great friends, Patterson Tax Service. 864-859-8289. To our phone lines, Butch checks in Simpsonville. My man, how you doing, buddy?
My man, how you doing this morning, Mickey?
I'm great, buddy. I'm fantastic. I know you are, too. Beautiful day today.
I am, too. Isn't it, though? Nice little crisp morning, man. Yeah. I mean, good to get out there for the folks that walk around and,
that's right,
you know, just take in Jesus, man.
That's
taking
right
in Jesus.
That's right.
Beautiful. Hey, you know, you're talking about that salary cap thing, and crap is what it is. I was telling Harper, you know, it's like the speed limit on the highway. You know, you got a minimum.
Right.
And it seems like instead of the cap, if that's the minimum, if you don't at least spend $20 million, you're not going to compete.
No.
Well, then you got the maximum speed limit that can be about, well, in Colorado, out there, you know, you see spots that's 80.
Yeah.
So then you got people spending $50 million. So now you got the people that spent $20 million. They ain't competing because they can't compete with 50. And if you don't spend 20 or at least 30 or more, you're not going to compete.
So let me ask, you this, Buzz.
Spending 50.
Let me ask you this. Fans now, Clemson's going to spend about $28 or $29 million this year. LSU's going to spend 50. Should Clemson fans lower their expectations and say, you know, we're not going to win in Baton Rouge. We shouldn't expect to win in Baton Rouge. We have no chance to win at Baton Rouge because they're spending 50. We're spending 29. Are we going to say, man, nobody have a chance to beat Lane Kiffin? He's got he's got $50 million roster. We got a $29 million roster.
No, because it's strategically spending instead of just, I got a bunch of money and I'm going to go try to buy everything.
But now, and I think that's where we are now. I get that. But like, unless if things don't change, I think they're going to change. But if things don't change, will we have to reevaluate ourselves and say we're winning at the level that we are funded? Like we say, of the $30 million teams, we got the best record. Of the $40 million teams, we can't compete with $40 million. So like, let's say LSU goes 11-1 at $50 million. And they're better than Miami, who goes 10-2, and they're better than Texas Tech, who goes 9-3. At the $40 million level, Alabama goes 10-2, Georgia goes 10-2, but they're better than Texas or Texas A&M, who go 9-3. And so my team now at the $30 million level, we're the best of the $30 million teams. Are we going to think about it that way, or should we think about it that way?
If you ain't careful. Because then those teams that you listed just then have the money to go jack it up to get up to that $50 million level. And then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, see, I don't think as fans we're going to lower our expectations. But realistically, in almost all aspects of life, should a restaurant in town that has a $50 million budget be held to a higher standard than a restaurant in town who has a $30 million budget? Or a cleaning service, a tree service, an insurance company? Like, if I've got that many more resources, shouldn't the product be better?
Oh, it should be out of this world.
Right. If I'm paying
better.
If I am paying $50 for a steak, shouldn't it be better than my $29 steak?
It should. But sometimes it ain't.
Yeah. If I go to a nice restaurant and I spend $50 on a meal and it's not as good, then I've got a right to complain. If I go to the dollar menu and spend $10 now on the dollar menu, it's $10. But do I still complain about it?
Yeah, well, no, because you already know. On that dollar menu, not only is it going to be horrible, but most likely it's going to be a little wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, the order's going to be wrong. Hey, but y'all, appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Hope y'all have a great weekend,
you
buddy.
Too, brother.
All right, buddy. Take God. It's good to hear from you. Ashby, am I right saying that? So, man, should I go into a season thinking, well, I mean, Clemson's going to play LSU and Miami this year, and those are going to be $45 to $50 million teams, and Clemson's going to be $28 million. Should I expect to beat those teams?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going into a game thinking, woe is me, little old me, then absolutely you're going to lose, and it's going to be a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Also, LSU's roster was pretty dang expensive last year, and they didn't have a good season at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's sides to it, but does having a $40 million roster help you? Yes. Is it everything? No. Should you complain and feel bad for yourself? No.
I'm not feeling bad for myself.
No.
But do I lower my expectations? The first thing that happened on Tuesday, we're off the Labor Day weekend, is when Clemson loses to LSU, people will go, well, there's a $50 million roster playing against a $28 million roster. Of course they're going to win. At home, of course they're going to win.
I think there's definitely part of it, but, you know, lower this is what we talked about a few days ago, right? You can lower expectations while still keeping the same hope and having the same passion.
As the late Reverend Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
My friend Red Martin checks in. By the way, Red, let me tell you about Brad Hughes Allstate Insurance Agency, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We love Brad Hughes. Love Allstate. Get your homeowners and auto owners combined. They can do a better job for you. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Good morning, Red. How you doing, buddy? Mutual friend of ours, good by morning, the way, Brad Hughes. Good morning, buddy.
Yes, sir. What a great guy.
Yeah.
So you were talking about moms, and, you know, I told you this. Every time somebody brings up the mom, I just start crying because my mom was a very special lady. And I watched her. You know, she supported us, but I wasn't a sports guy growing up. You know, the first time I went out for football, the coach told me that I had a football body with water boy potential. So the sports thing was the big thing for us, but she supported us in everything. But when I saw her support her grandkids, and Mickey, I've seen her go to 3 baseball games for 3 different kids at the same time, where she would go to a game, watch 2 innings, run over there and watch 2 innings, and then go run over there and watch 2 innings. Because all my nephews were different ages, and they,
how about that?
You know,
she's making rounds.
Even when she passed away, she was in Grand Prairie, Texas, watching my little nephew play Dixie Youth in the Dixie Youth World Series, which they won. But she was there, and that was her. Yeah. She was present, and she would always sit way out in the outfield by herself. Nobody could go out there with her, and she would just cheer them on. And the reason why she did that is because if she heard somebody say something about them making a mistake, she would fire off on them. So she just decided to stay way out there in the outfield. But I couldn't think of a better mom than mine, and getting to watch her do those things. And now I get to see my wife do it.
Yeah.
And, man, it's special, man. If people still have their mom, they need to get on the phone right now and tell them thank you. Because I wish I could make that phone call this morning.
Me too. Me too.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
All right, yep. My friend.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and you sent me something saying, man, you wish your mom could see the man you are today. And I'm telling you, she is. And she's proud of you. There's no doubt about
that.
Yeah, she's proud of you.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Hey, I can't wait.
Shout out to the moms.
Yeah, no doubt. Happy Mother's Day to Cassandra, okay? Will you pass that along for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. I'll see you tonight.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Looking forward to it. It's my good friend, Red. I want to finish things up with a 2-minute drill, but just quickly, on behalf of the station and Burns Digital Media and all the Burns properties and all of our advertisers and all here, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy it, embrace it, spend time with it. All the moms out there, just soak it all in. This is a special day, and what a way we can honor these incredible moms who've just, we wouldn't be here without them, obviously, but then life wouldn't be the same without them either. So.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
All those stories. Going from game to game, balancing, going back and forth. My wife right now, mother of 2, Drake's got a baseball game, and she watches an inning or two of it, and then Isla wants to go down to the park in the swing set on the other side of it. She's over there for an inning or two, but she's always, Drake comes up to bat, and she's sticking her head around the corner watching that, and then Isla's up there on top of a sliding board about to fall down and break her neck, so she's up there, you know, getting her down and all. So what a job, man. What a job. And I don't know what it is, but they are – Y'all are so much better than we are at it. It's just a natural nurturing ability that a mom's just better at it. And it might have something to do with the way it was all started and have a little 9-month head start on us.
But it does help.
It does help.
Gifting.
No doubt. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Clemson lacrosse tonight in the first round of the postseason, playing against Davidson, the Fighting Steph Currys.
I like it. And then they got to play North Carolina. Like, come on, man.
Death taxes and Clemson lacrosse getting stuck playing North Carolina.
I know. Let's get the thing done. My 2-minute drill, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Certainly help you out, EricNewton.com. No one knows more about real estate than Eric Newton in the Clemson area. So you're looking for commercial properties, rental properties, managing rental properties. You're looking for to buy a house, sell a house. You're looking for any kind of refurbishing or remodeling your home or your business, There's one guy who can answer all those questions. It's my great friend Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. Great sports weekend coming up. Braves and Dodgers, hadn't talked about that, but that's a great matchup out on the West Coast. You've got Clemson and Florida State here this weekend. You've got the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. You have Quail Hollow and Charlotte and the Myrtle Beach over at the Dunes Club. So you got two PGA Tour events in the Carolinas. You got Watkins Glen this weekend, and you got Mother's Day. So it's going to be an awesome sports weekend. Monday we'll review all of it and talk about any of the crazy stuff that happens up between now and then, and can't wait for a reaction Monday for sure. Let me thank Josh Williams for joining us today, talking some Kentucky Derby, a little preview Preakness. Let's just run the horse, man. Let the horse run. And also John Stilwell talking about all of our outside and all the ladies out that way. Ashby, great week.
Great week. So much fun.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend. And we're looking forward to reading your stuff as well on the internet. And up next, Facts and Sam. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560.